This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. I would like to take you to several group shows that have caught my eye and I hope will catch yours too. Let's start with Cork Bay Modern, the exhibition Art on Paper 13. Since its creation by gallery owner Cheryl Rumbach, Cork Bay Modern's annual Art on Paper exhibition is medium-driven focus. It has established itself as a showcase of very powerful works by some of South Africa's most renowned and beloved artists. Art on Paper 13 runs until the 7th of June, so you need to hurry along. You'll find works by the likes of Georgina Greatrix, Tracy Payne, William Kentridge, Simon Stone, plus many more. I was intrigued by some unusual works by Judy Woodburn. I also must admit, it's hard not to be distracted by the incredible range of ceramics on display in this very special gallery space with its spectacular view of Cork Bay Harbour and False Bay beyond. Next stop is Let's Make It Real at the Cape Gallery. It's a significant overview of the work of black artists that speak the unedited truth of life in the townships and are testament to the successful intervention of the programs that took their innate talent to the next level. Many of the established artists whose work are on show were trained at CAP, that's the Community Art Project, or the Foundation School of Arts, the Visual Arts Group in Yango, or perhaps Rorke's Drift Art Centre. That was in the 1980s and early 1990s. Some of these artists have participated in the Tupela workshops which were held at Greatmore Studios. Early pieces in the collections on show date to the 1990s, Billy Mandini and Solomon Siko No Longer Alive, which form part of this collection, but include our two younger artists who I did not know of, Boyce Magadena and Meshak Tambani, because curator and gallery owner Gary Dorger believes their work carries a similar narrative and content. This is really a very comprehensive selection of work in a variety of medium, covering painting, printmaking, and sculpture. Let's Make It Real is on show until the 11th of June, and the best news is that Gail is doing a walkabout tomorrow, Saturday the 4th, at 11 and 12 noon. Perhaps it's best to make a phone call and book a space. Let's Make It Real is a very complimentary exhibition to When Rain Clouds Gather, which is at the Norval Foundation, with its focus on black South African women artists, 1940 to 2000, a reflection upon the influential and often unacknowledged contribution of black women to South African art history in the 20th century. The range of work is astounding and comprehensively assembled in an in-depth exhibition by curator Porsche Malaiki and Notombeko Ntombela. We spoke about this important exhibition a few weeks ago, and the podcast is available at mapmyway.co.za. When Rain Clouds Gather at Norval Foundation runs through until January 2023. The AVA Gallery has four exhibitions on offer through to the 9th of June 2022. The lineup of shows ranges from a solo exhibition by Catherine Bull, a curated group show, works selected from graduate shows at Makeda School of Fine Art and Ruth Prowse School of Art, and a film. I'm going to focus on the two group shows, but you will no doubt want to spend a little bit of time looking at what's on offer. You have a visual treat in store. First up is Location, curated by Lesolo Totswala and Shakes Mabalkwani, and that's in the Long Gallery. The guiding premise of the exhibition is memory as a site of study. How do we come to remember ourselves? And in the process of remembering, how do we, inverted commas, make ourselves? This notion of making of ourselves is really central to this exhibition. The exhibition aims to serve as a prompt or a gesture into the process of making of ourselves and the study of memory. And that's how the curators explain their focus. There are several artists on making part of the show, and it's certainly worth taking your time to look around. The other curated show is Greatest Hits. This is an annual AVA production, and it's in the Mezzanine Gallery. This is the only exhibition in the calendar curated by the AVA Gallery Director, Miriam Asmal. AVA's Greatest Hits has quite an intriguing collection of alumni, which includes Ikshan Adams, Jill Mashona, Zembeli Msizani, Claire May van Blerk, Haroon Gansali. Wow, it's a list that goes on, and so you can come and see the stars before they become stars. And this year, the work was selected from graduate shows at Makeda School of Fine Art and Ruth Prowse School of Art. So to keep your finger on the pulse of the local art scene, get a copy of the 2022 Arts and Crafts Map and check into mapmyway.co.za which also has podcasts of these weekly arts roundups. This arts roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Billville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. The Sanlam Art Collection, founded in 1965, is one of South Africa's largest corporate art collections. Irma Stern, Nudes 1916 to 1965, curated by Emeritus Professor Michael Godby, in collaboration with the Irma Stern Museum and select private collections, is the current exhibition on show. The exhibition traces Stern's treatment of the nude in different media over her long working life. Gallery times are Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Entry is free. Guided tours of current exhibitions or work in storage are by appointment only. Visit blog.sanlam.co.za. FMR 101.3.